Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFN.
So I was talking about my wife and how she's been doing a lot of moaning this week.
Webster, she lives with you. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. But this time, it's to do with a little injury that she picked up. My over-enthusiastic 7-year-old boy decided to press the retract button on the Hoover just a little bit too soon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and she wasn't ready. And you know what they're like? They can come flying back at breakneck speed. Yeah, it smacked into her bare ankle. She's got a couple of plug marks now and a bruise.
Oh, yeah. Poor Mrs. Webster.
These things happen, though. Kids can cause all kinds of injuries. And I was convinced that we could get a load of people saying, I can beat that, I can beat that. And we did, right? Listen to this from Angie. She's got 4 kids, so injuries must happen way too often. Angie, what's the worst one?
Probably the time my son broke my finger.
How did that happen?
We were play fighting, just mucking around, and he'd come over to try and kick me on the bum. And I put my hand over my bum to protect myself. He kicked me and cut my finger, and all we heard was this massive crack.
Oh, did he have steel cap toe boots on? Steel toe cap boots?
It was actually just his socks that he had on, and we just heard this massive crack, and I just screamed out in pain. It's the worst pain ever.
Oh.
It was so painful, so... Yeah, that was a trip to the hospital to be told that it was really badly broken.
Oh, dear. Which finger was it?
It was my ring finger on my left side.
Did you have great pleasure in showing everyone this broken finger at all times?
Well, I was actually quite embarrassed, especially when people asked how it happened.
It was just toy fighting. He went to kick my bum and he hit my finger instead.
Yeah, because it makes it sound like, you know, we were beating each other up or something.
Yeah, it makes it sound serious.
Absolutely.
Did you know instantly that it was broken?
I think just because of the amount of pain and the level of noise that I made when I screamed.
Should we recreate that noise right now?
No, I'd rather not, thank you, because I've still got 3 kids in bed.
You would wake them all up.
I don't want to wake them all up quite yet.
Yeah, we got you, Ange. And Mark got in touch and, well, he had a classic injury that we've all had, I think.
I'd finished work, come home, had a shower, pizza in the oven, kids in bed, wife's asleep, football's on, I'm thinking this is just brilliant. Come through from the kitchen, got my wine, got my pizza, and the next thing I'm on the floor screaming like a girl with a piece of Lego stuck in my foot.
Oh no!
It's the worst.
Yep, the Lego.
So obviously the noise, she come running through, my daughter come running through, I'm lying on the floor, pizza's there, wine's there. I don't know what I'm more upset about. The fact that I've spilled drink or lost my food. I actually missed the whole of the game.
Oh.
I had to go to PRI. And when I got home, my daughter said, I've been looking for that piece of Lego for ages, Dad, thanks.
It's still stuck to your foot.
so I ended up getting it glued. No sympathy from anybody. I still got a scar.
Oof, sounds like a serious Lego injury, that one.
Ouch, yeah.
And everyone knows there's only one way to deal with Lego in your house. Get Lego slippers.
Because it makes you a little bit taller.
Yeah, every time you step on it. That's the dream. However, we've saved the best, or is it the worst?
I don't know. I couldn't believe it when this call came in.
Yeah, warning, if you're a bloke especially, this might make you weak at the knees.
Forget being a bloke. I'm a girl, and I went weak at the knees.
Yeah, forget the knees. Have a listen. All will become clear from Tom.
I had an operation that only a man can get, shall we say. Got home from the hospital, decided I'm going to milk it, I'm going to have a nap. My 2-year-old daughter at the time decided to jump on me while I was sleeping.
No!
Uh-oh.
And let's just say new stitches were needed.
Oh, no!
This saved the day you got the surgery as well?
Yeah, the day, yeah.
Oh, was there a mess?
A little bit, yes. There's plenty of screaming too.
And I'm guessing your daughter's now got a new name that you call her.
That's, I definitely can't hear that one.
You know what, I should play that call to my wife so she has evidence that I should not get that operation that men sometimes get.
Oh, I don't need to know that. TMI, Webster.
Hey, listen, it's on every weekday, 6 till 10. Wake up with Webster here at TFM.
Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFM.